morning, the Suffolk County Board of Supervisors will convene today in open session, and let's... Would you like to lead us in the flag salute?
I would be honored to lead in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, Taplin.
Let's pray together. Father, we're grateful for a day that we can come and rejoice at all the things that you have blessed us with. We come today to this meeting knowing that there are issues to discuss and all things are important. God, we ask your direction. We ask your insight. We seek your wisdom in the decisions that are made. I think about all the people, the workers of the county that serve our citizens so well. We truly appreciate everything that each of them do. And now for our Board of Supervisors, as decisions must be made, God, give them that understanding, clear their minds, help them with the issues that come before them, that truly, God, we know they care about this county and the direction that we go. And all these things, Father, we are grateful. You blessed us. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 And the roll call.
Okay, real quick. The board will be convening today as the In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority and receives no additional compensation. So roll call, Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogre?
Yes.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Here.
Supervisor Harris?
Present.
Supervisor Howe?
Present.
Thank you.
Good morning. Item four, presentations from the public. I have, before I read this, I have a number of cards up here, blue cards. If you wish to speak, please fill one out and hand it to the clerk over here so that I can call on your name. This time slots for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments, and then please address the board as a whole through the chair, and comments should be limited to matters in the jurisdiction of this board. The first speaker I have just says Paula. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. My name is Paula. I've been an IHSS worker for a year here in Siskiyou County. Currently, I care for a friend who lives in Mount Shasta, who's a young woman who suffered a series of brain injuries due to a car accident and a bicycle accident. And she currently requires full-time care, long-term care, and I provide her daily care. I help maintain her home so it's a healthy and safe environment. I help with food preparation, hygiene, management of her schedule and her time and her medications. And I drive quite a ways because I live in Fort Jones and she lives in North Shasta. So that's about a 45-mile drive one way, and currently I'm spending approximately $130 per week just on gas, the price of gas, not to mention the cost of food has accelerated, so I'm finding that minimum wage is not enabling me to sustain my work with this young woman. And her situation definitely shows that anyone in our community could end up needing long-term care, and we need to be able to provide this service in a sustainable way to these, to the many people in Siskiyou County who may need care. So I'm grateful to do this work. However, I feel that minimum wage is way not enough to support me and many workers here who work for minimum wage and drive long distances and do excellent work as well. So I believe that access to health care is important for our community, and it would be really great to see our wage increase to a more reasonable amount. Thank you.
Thank you. Next card I have is for Alice.
My name is Alice. I've been an IHSS caregiver for about 6 years now. My client is my partner. I'm married to them. They've been on IHSS for about a year now, but they've been needing care for longer than that. They need help with everything. Without an IHSS provider, they would die. They cannot get out of bed by themselves, they cannot get dressed, they cannot shower, sometimes they cannot eat by themselves. All the skills that I use on the daily for 24 hours, 7 days a week to take care of them, I learned at an assisted living facility as a med tech overnight, where I made literally twice what I make now to do the same stuff. I've been over $3 an hour to take care of a facility of people, but now it's just one, and it takes up more time than the facility did. I had downtime. I don't now. We have got to go from a house that we loved living in to low-income housing, Section 8, where we've experienced health and safety hazards now. We go to food banks any chance we can. We're on food stamps. It's not enough. We're barely able to eat. IHSS does not pay on time, so we're constantly in this battle of running paycheck to paycheck of our lives and then having nothing at the end of the paycheck and then waiting longer for it to... But that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, a lot of people would die without IHSS. About the workers and... It's a very skilled labor job. We don't have a choice in what we do. We're here for our loved ones. This is not a side hustle. This is not DoorDash. We don't just choose to do this because we want to do this. We're here because we need to do this, and we can't quit. We don't have a choice but to go through the hardships we go through for our loved ones. And I think that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Next, I have Bruce.
Greetings. My name is Neil Pawson. I'm a physical therapist. I retired about 10 years ago. The last 20 years of my job, I was a in-home support. I worked with patients, and basically, I learned an incredible amount about in-home support services. The problem with being an in-home support service caregiver is, one, you work long hours, and it's not just 1 or 2 hours once in a while. The in-home support services people clean the patients, bathe the patients, cook the food, clean the house, just basically do everything that is really needs to be done to keep somebody alive. Oftentimes, the in-home support service caregiver is the only person that the patient has contact with. One of the big problems with being an in-home support caregiver is the patients that you work with are usually very sick, and they're periodic, and some of them die. we need help, the patients need help with their medicines. And all of this work is done for minimum wage, which is basically chicken feed. I would like to know if you would be willing to do work like this for minimum wage. I really don't think many of you would be willing to do this work. The problems are, one, the job is extremely hard. And two, they get paid minimum wage, and the minimum wage is really not much. What I would strongly suggest is increase the salary. If the salary is chicken, if you pay chicken feed, you're not going to get really very good caregivers. And the turnover rate is really quite high for home health workers. There's an old saying that goes, you get what you pay for. There is a very frequent turnover in the home health field. And many of the workers that come in are unqualified. And they work for a little while and quit. And the reason they quit is because they get chicken feed for salaries. My solution would be, one, we'll raise the salary, and two, be able to give better education to the home health workers. Thank you very much.
Could I ask, I read the name Bruce and Neil Possum came to speak.
You're substituting for me.
Okay, all right, I don't want to miss somebody, that's what I'm asking. Next, I have Suzette.
Good morning, board. It's nice to see you. It's nice to come before you. I just want to thank you, and I do believe that having a contract will only gain. We get CPR classes, first aid courses, and we deserve a good. When we're out there working. It's a real job. You know, we're not just out there lots of on the ground. We're ready to get busy, and I do believe a good contract would only be honorable. Thank you.
Thank you. I can't make out whether it's Jessica or Tessica.
That's okay. Thank you, and thank you too for clarifying that you have the right speaker and that you didn't miss somebody. I appreciate that. My name is Jessica, and I'm the SEIU 2015 Union Representative for 470 IHSS workers here in Suscanee County. Yesterday, we sat through a fact-finding hearing because this county has failed to do what it's morally required to do. Bargaining good faith for first ever union contract here in Suscanee County. Make it possible for seniors and people with disabilities to live safely here in Suscanee County. For years, your IHSS workers have been telling you about the problems here in Suscanee County. They've alerted you to the consequences of this failure. Workers can't afford to continue caring for community members who need their services, that this puts their health and their safety and the well-being of your community at risk, and you ignore them. Today, you're being asked to act like you have been for the last several years. As a Board of Supervisors, you're not just decision makers. You're stewards of public money. You're responsible for how resources are spent, but not just for how they're spent, but what are the consequences of when you don't spend them appropriately, putting health and safety and well-being at risk. Every year, Suscanee County receives millions of dollars specifically earmarked for social services through the 1991 Realignment Fund. Roughly $4 million are given to this county to pay for some of your social services, including IHSS. Those dollars exist for a reason. They're meant to ensure that care is available, stable, and delivered by workers who can afford to stay here and do this job. And yet this board has repeatedly refused to be transparent about how those funds are spent. It means IHSS workers are paid wages so low they can't afford to live here. It means seniors and people with disabilities in Suscanee County wait for months to simply go without care because they can't find a provider willing to work for minimum wage. You heard today what services they provide. That means they're living in houses that are unsanitary. It means they're not getting fed. In some cases, it means they're going to die. And it means IHSS workers leaving their job or Siskiyou County altogether, depleting our already unstable caregiver workforce in a county where seniors are growing the capacity. This is not accidental. It's a result of the choices you made. It's a result of the priorities that you have and the lack of priorities that you have. The fact-finding process exists to bring accountability. The outcome is more than a recommendation. It's an opportunity for you to do the right thing. The right thing is to raise wages for IHSS workers so that they can provide the care that's valuable to this community. I want you to understand this. The IHSS workers and families in this room are not going away until this issue is addressed here in Siskiyou County. Until the crisis in this community is averted. You can choose responsibility. You can choose to use public money the way it was designed to do. And our ask is very simple. We want our first contract, and we want it now.